This is CliffCentral.com. I'm gonna
be alone. Yeah, Matthew Mole with Run. Isn't he coming in sometime? Flax, when is Matthew Mole in here?
Hopefully, crossing thumbs, he's coming in next Friday.
All right. Listen to this quickly. I found an interesting story on the randdailymail.co.za, rdm.co.za, about what happened at the NEC meeting. Do you want to hear some of the inside koch?
Mm.
All right. So the party had to extend the final NEC meeting of the year, held at St. George's Hotel in Pretoria, to yesterday after disagreements between pro and anti-Zuma ANC members who differed strongly on the motion of no confidence in Zuma proposed by the Minister of Tourism, Derek Hanekom. Hanekom was harshly criticized by Zuma sympathizers, with some expressing their views on social media. Party insiders yesterday said Hanekom's motion was strongly opposed, placing his position in Zuma's cabinet in peril. Well, he's going to have to resign if the president stays. It's going to have to, right? One source said that among senior ANC members who were told by others to resign from the cabinet and parliament were Hanekom, Minister of Health, Aaron Motsoaledi, Minister of Science and Technology, Naledi Pandor, Minister of Public Works, Tulas Ngesi, ANC Chief Whip Jackson Tembu, and Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan. Insiders told The Times that Sunday was the day of high drama, with cabinet ministers turning on each other in defense of or against Zuma. Becky Tele, the Minister of Deputy Minister of Agriculture, apparently annoyed Natim Tetwa, Minister of Arts and Culture, when he pointed out that the Marikana tragedy happened under Tetwa's watch in August 2012. Gele suggested that the ANC was in trouble because of a lack of accountability. Sources at the meeting claimed that Gele's comments angered Tetwa, who retorted angrily. Gele responded by saying, "Are you threatening me?" Sure. Got hectic. It's understood that yesterday, when NEC members made individual submissions, there was a stalemate between the two factions until Zuma left to receive Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni. He later returned. Zuma supporters called on the president to fire ministers who had called on him to resign, saying there was a clear breakdown of trust. Others described the meeting as tough, personal, and tense. Zuma detractors were lambasted for speaking against him. There were many comrades that had not made submissions, hence the meeting had to be extended. NEC members were making individual submissions, and then people expressed their views of dissatisfaction against the president.
Sure. Look what one man has done to one organization here.
Yeah.
That sounds like an absolute mess.
Wow. It's just, it's a real soap opera, huh? So there we go. That's the latest we've got out of there. What else do you want to talk about today? There's so much good stuff. Let me see some email quickly, because we haven't done any of this for a while. Hey, Gareth, just wanted to send you a couple of things that I thought you might find interesting. This is from Simba. First of all, what I think is the most balanced and honest assessment of two U.S. presidential candidates was on a podcast called Waking Up. The episode was called The Lesser Evil. It's a long episode, but you can find the time, and the hosts are very engaging and erudite. Secondly, I was catching up on a show last week when you guys were talking about telemarketers and the people who do phone sales for a living. And I just love a certain prank that I heard on YouTube a couple of years ago. It never gets old to me. Thanks for a fantastic show. You guys have elevated easily, being the most favorite podcast in the world, and I find myself parked in the garage, sometimes for over an hour, just to finish the episode before I get back in the house. Well, Simba, be careful of carbon monoxide. That's all I want to warn you about. Peace and love, peace and love. Simba Sabao. Thank you very much, Simba. And then this one comes from Asheville in North Carolina. It's S.A. Lumber Guy. That's what he calls himself. I'm in hospital in Asheville, North Carolina with pneumonia. My only thing that's preventing me from cutting my wrists with my business cards due to boredom is listening to you guys. It beats the shitty daytime TV shows, the election mudslinging drivel that they call news, and the god-awful radio shows presented by dicks that only know how to scream and shout at the mic to produce audio diarrhea. You keep me up to date with what's going on back home on all four fronts. Current news, Mabali, the queen of choosing just the right news. Sport with Ben, the most polished sports presenter. Entertainment, Flax, sorry that world revolves around Justin and Kanye, but you're still entertaining with an air of youthful ignorance, Flax. How do you like that?
Jeez, you know Kanye West is still in hospital.
He had a breakdown, right?
He had a breakdown, but apparently there's now more to it. He's having like a bit of a psychotic episode and all that. He's been in there for now 2 weeks.
What's the story about Cruz Beckham?
Oh, so Cruz.
David Beckham's son?
So most of the Beckhams are becoming like soccer stars and all that, but Cruz is going to become a pop singer. He has an amazing voice. He did a cover of Justin Bieber's one song, and Justin Bieber even retweeted and loved it. So Victoria's really focusing on taking him into studio and producing his own songs. His voice is unbelievable.
Is this clip you sent me that's him?
Yes, this is him.
All right, this is David and Victoria Beckham's son, Cruz. Okay.
Wake up thinking about the one I can run to when I'm feeling down. Life is all good when you're around.
How old is he?
Got a body from the past is beating you right now. Cause I'll take you home to mama. I'll let you meet my friends. Cause you don't come with drama. So I want you till the world ends. You're way more than worth it.
He's 11 years old.
I feel like I deserve it. You got the pieces. You're my kind of perfect. Wake up thinking about.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, alright.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, sure.
I haven't heard this song before, Flax.
I think he could be the next Justin Bieber.
Well, there we go. There's talent in the Beckham family. We know that.
There's only talent in the Beckham family.
Well, that's for sure. I saw, like, David Beckham, he is doing interesting stuff now. Obviously, he's not playing football anymore. And he didn't do what most football players do and go into coaching or go into commentating.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God. The guy's doing interesting stuff. He traveled all over South America, made a documentary about all that. He's doing interesting charity work, too. I mean, like, you know, there's charity work and there's charity work. And this is quite good stuff that he's doing. There's some benefit dinner that he did the other night. And he's quite funny. Good for David Beckham.
Yeah, I guess he has options. Most footballers finish looking like a bag of potatoes. So they can only ever be coaches or commentators.
Right.
Also, most footballers don't have Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
That's also true.
I mean, she's, you know,
she's like the power behind the throne.
She's done a good job of managing him.
Yeah, well, like when Rooney, speaking of bag of potatoes, when he finishes, what has he got? He's got Charlene or whatever his orange wife is.
Oh,
still just
Chardonnay.
Sauvignon twat, whatever her name is.
Wayne Rooney. Shame, Wayne Rooney. How old is he now in football terms?
In football years, he's 97. In human years, he's 31, I think.
Wow. Still there, huh? Still doing it. All right, here are some more very important messages. First of all, for Mabali from Ankia. Mubs has got a lekker potty mouth today. I love it. Now, if someone could just be funny enough to get that really nasty hooker laugh out of her just once this morning, then I'll be thrilled.
Well, there's always hope, Ankia.
Where did she get a hooker laugh?
I don't know. That's not
look,
fair.
I've always had a laugh that's a little bit to the left.
I love the laugh. Morgan says, good morning. I've just started listening to Touch Central, and to tell you what, I am loving it. Well, that's nice. Thank you. Do you want to hear some other thing? Yeah, I've got a couple of things that I really think you should hear. This is a situation outside Parliament, which I think you might enjoy because we were talking about that doom pastor. So this is Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, who says Parliament VIP bodyguards must watch out because he will doom them.
Ninjani manene, are you ready to fight? Today I'm carrying a doom, huh? Exhalele doom, comrade. Exhalele doom.
Are you a pastor now?
Yeah?
Are you a pastor?
I have just been ordained. Yeah? I'm from there to be ordained and to use doom on all of you.
How do you like that? He's going to doom them. This doom thing is hysterical. It went all over the world. You saw it was on major international news websites as well.
I saw it on CNN.
Yeah, there we go. How do you like that, huh? And then Floyd Shivambu, while we're talking about the EFF, said that we should repeal all apartheid laws. You know, they want to charge Julius under some, like, 1963 law that was drafted under the apartheid regime. Listen to this.
Order, Honorable Shivambu, you can move the motion.
Thank you very much, House Chair. We stand here to talk about the incomplete transition, the negotiated and extremely violent transition from apartheid to what we currently have, that there's still a lot of legislations that exist that come from the colonial, calm apartheid past. that in the process of transition, there was an agreement in the negotiation process that all the laws that existed under the colonial Khmer apartheid regime are going to be enforced unless if they are repealed. In the first democratic parliament, there was the process of the rationalization laws that were passed in terms of trying to bring into commonality some of the legislations that existed in various territories that were so-called self-governing under apartheid. And it repealed certain legislations and brought into some sense the kind of laws that have to govern our society. But there is still a lot of legislation that defines the apartheid and racist past, the nonsensical apartheid past.
You get the basic drift.
I wonder how many of these laws are still...
Well, there must be a lot.
Sure.
I mean, particularly, there are obviously odious ones that have to do with race politics that need to be repealed. There's no reason we should still have them.
No, because change is progression.
But then there are things like criminal procedure, for example, that has no impact on politics, you know. That is what it is. Anyway, here's something interesting. Touch Central, covering all things science as we broadcast live from the Science Forum 2016. Now, this is interesting. They're going to hold it at the CSIR in Pretoria on the 8th and 9th of December. So it's next weekend. In fact, next Thursday and Friday. This year, the focus will be on social sciences, and it's the role of shaping humanity, innovation, and transforming society. If you would like to attend this informative event, don't forget to register before the 30th of November at sfsa.co.za. That's SFSA. That's the Science Forum South Africa.co.za. Join Tibo Touch, Aria and Kat as they broadcast live from the CSIR. That's sfsa.co.za. Register now. The Science Forum 2016 is proudly brought to you by the Department of Science and Technology. That's Naledi Pandor's department. So if you'd like to know more, you can go to sfsa.co.za. Got it? Sorted. All right, when we come back, we're going to meet a contortionist from Cirque Louise, and we will also speak to the youngest DJ in Africa. It's Mike Posner with Be As You Are. It's 8 after 8. Touchcentral.fm, cliffcentral.com. Good morning, everybody. Nicole Winter is a contortionist. Now, do you know what that is?
It's somebody who can bend and move their body in ways that would seem unnatural to the rest of us.
Yeah, that's right. And stretch and just do amazing stuff. Like, you have to be a supremely supple, well-trained, constantly practicing and exercising and stretching. You also have to be made of rubber. It's not, you can't actually be a human being made of meat. It's true, right? I mean, I can't do any of that stuff. You were just stretching outside. Nicole, hey, welcome. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
So you do these contortion things with your body, and you're part of this Cirque Louise. And obviously this is something that you've been doing for a long time. You didn't just start it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I started as a ballet dancer, and about 10 years ago I started doing contortion, and I joined Cirque Louise 2 years ago.
Now, you say it's Eloise, so Eloise, I got it wrong. Yes. It's not Eloise.
No.
Okay, Cirque Eloise. Okay, got you. So now, this, you travel the world with this Cirque Eloise. You perform all over the place, and people can get to see amazing stuff here, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of something for everyone. Something that makes our show different is that we really incorporate many different parts of the arts into one show. So it's not just circus, but it's also dance, visual effects, and you have a little bit of everything. So it's really entertaining.
So how did you start this? When did you start doing ballet?
I started ballet when I was 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
Long time.
Wow. And is it as grueling as people say it is?
It is. I was doing about 30 hours a week from the time I was 10 years old. So it was
Did
really
you love
rough.
It or was your mother just really pushy?
No, it was all me. My mom was like, why are you doing this? Don't you want to go be a kid and play on the weekends? Like, no,
and
I
you loved
I go
it.
Ballet.
You were so focused on it.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it all comes down to that feeling you get when you're on stage. And for me, to make people happy and entertain audiences, that's the best part.
Now, I mean, you can do clearly some really amazing things. Do you think that there is an aspect of this which is just about the way that you're made, your actual physiology, or do you think it's something that can be learned? I mean, fat people can't do what you do.
Well, actually, for contortion, it's a little bit different than other parts of circus because it really is a combination of both. I was naturally born flexible, so it helps. But people that are naturally flexible are very weak. We're very limber, and it's difficult to control the muscles. So you have to train strength a lot and learn how to control everything.
Surely, though, all the stretching and everything, it builds muscle?
It doesn't. The stretching doesn't really build much muscle. It's actually kind of the opposite. My muscles are actually quite loose, and they will keep stretching. So I'll have to do a lot of push-ups and a lot of cardio to maintain and to keep those muscles in check.
So how much fitness stuff do you do?
How much do I do or how much should I do?
Well, how much do you get done?
When we're on tour, I'm training for about 4 hours outside of the show. That's, you know, about an hour before the show, an hour after the show, and the show. And then off tour, it depends. I'll usually do 4 or 5 days a week off tour.
Wow.
It's a lot.
It's quite rigorous.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're all pretty active in the show. Even when we're not on tour, we're all liking to go hiking. We like to just really do something physical and get out there.
Yeah. And with all the traveling, you obviously can't do any of this stuff on planes. You must hate being on planes because you can't do all the stretching.
I'm actually a skydiver, so I really like planes, but...
You skydive as well?
Yeah.
My God, your mother was right. Couldn't you just be a kid? Couldn't you just have enjoyed your life?
No, I am enjoying life. I'm enjoying it to the fullest, trust me.
Yeah, well, I mean, traveling the world and doing this stuff must be really exciting.
Oh, it's incredible.
You get to see places no one else gets to see, and you get to spend time there.
Exactly. I mean, we really get to see what different cultures are like, and it's interesting to see how people think of things differently, and it's quite a learning experience.
What were you like at school?
I actually went to a school of the performing arts, so I was among others that had strange talents. And when I was 16, I went to a circus school. I ran away to Montreal and joined a circus school there called the National Circus School, which is how I learned about Cirque Loise because they are based
your
in Montreal.
Your poor parents.
Did you actually threaten your parents at running away to the circus?
I'm going to the circus. Seriously.
Yeah.
And what did they say?
What
did your parents say?
Well, all my family, they're all doctors and lawyers.
Oh, my
so
God.
So it's not really a... Not really the normal.
They must have been sitting around conferencing about you saying, oh no, we're going to end up supporting her one day. She's going to fall from some aerial thing and we're going to have to look after her.
Yeah. Well, they always told me you have to get a college degree. Whatever you do, you're going to get an education and then continue doing what you love. So that's what I did.
And what did you get your degree in?
In exercise science. And I'm currently working on a degree in business.
Wow. Look at you. You could do it all.
I want to one day go behind the scenes and help produce the shows from behind.
Now, a lot of people are kind of freaked out by some of the contortion stuff because to them it just looks so bizarre and it kind of freaks them out.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's kind of difficult to wrap your head around exactly where my head is sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like the reactions. I like when people freak out or when they tell me, oh, I don't know how you do that. It entertains me a lot.
Are there any kind of special tricks that you could pull purely for, you know, social laughs and kind of entertaining your own friends?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I go out to clubs or partying with my friends, they always say, oh, hey, can we have free drinks? She'll perform for you on this bar here.
So now, tell me about Cirque Loise for a second, because I don't know very much about this. You said there's a circus element to it, but there's also dancing. There's some stuff that people do with their bodies that's amazing, like what you do, for example. So where does this come from? Because everybody knows about Cirque du Soleil.
Yes.
Right?
So we're a little bit similar to Cirque du Soleil. I mean, they're also in Montreal, Canada. But we're smaller. We're more of an intimate company. And our show ID, it's a loosely West Side Story. And
so there's a narrative to it.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
It's something interesting. It's something different. And there's a lot of urban dance. I don't know if you knew about this, but our show incorporates a lot of dance into it. So we'll try to put dance and circus together. For example, I have a contortion act with a b-boy. There's a seer wheel act with a girl that's in this big, big wheel. And she does all these crazy turns and maneuvers on it. And there's a girl doing popping, which is a type of dance with muscle contractions
wow.
at the same time. So we try to incorporate everything together.
Gee. Sounds very hectic. What kind of people are in the circus with you, and how much fun do you guys have together? I mean, it must be incredible. You're like a family, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like a little fishbowl. There's 15 artists. There's 22 people in total that travel with us. And we know all the intimate details of each other's lives.
For sure. Well, I mean, you're all in change rooms together. You all have to travel together. Mm-hmm. You probably sleep in the same room with a whole bunch of them.
Sometimes. Right. Yeah, I would trust my life with all of them.
Well, you suppose you have to if you're doing some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like some of the aerial stuff, I'd imagine you do have to trust them.
Yes, I have an aerial silk act, which is a big fabric that hangs from the ceiling. And I do contortion, and I climb up and down it, and I do it with a guy on rollerblades.
Oh, wow.
And then at one point, he'll, you know, hang off my neck. So there's a lot of trust involved and a lot of practicing.
Have you ever really hurt yourself?
I have. I did have an injury not that long ago that needed to be surgically fixed, but now it's 100% healed.
What did you injure?
I injured my hip.
Ow.
Yeah, it was rough.
Break it?
No, I just tore some ligaments and stuff. But you know, I mean, that's something that happens to all professional athletes.
Sure. And that's what you are. I mean, if nothing else, it's a discipline.
Yes, exactly.
And it's an athletic one. I mean, it's got more. Darts players claim to be athletes. You can claim to be a super athlete, right? Okay, yeah, freak us out here a little bit. Show us what you can do. Yeah, let me see what you can do.
All right, let's see here.
This is cool. Flax, do you want to come and record this? Grab Lucas as well. Tell him to come in here and film, because this will be fun. By the way, what kind of outfits do you have to wear while you're doing all this stuff?
So I prefer to use something a little bit loose on the legs. When I'm wearing pants that are restrictive, you can't really move as well. So as long as it's something a little bit stretchy, I can wear it.
Okay, very good. But they don't make you wear stupid, ridiculous headdresses and stuff, do they?
I don't.
No. Well, also, you've got to be in stuff that you know is safe.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of like dangly things that are going to get caught up in stuff. And
yeah, no long dangling earrings or anything like
right.
that. It's got to work.
Sure. Okay. Well, are we going to film this? Where's everybody? Oh, here they come. All right, Lucas, we're going to film this? All right, Flax is in here. Kat's in here. It's a whole crew. All right, well, whenever you're ready, we're going to see some of Nicole's talents here. These are the things that her parents wish that she'd just become a doctor or a lawyer, like any of them, but... Here she is, and this is the kind of stuff that she could do. Stretching, she's got her leg up over her head right now. She's holding behind her knee, and she's just bent her entire lower leg right down to point at her belly button. Unbelievable. Okay? Incredible stuff. Here, you can take the headphones off. Let's get out of your way. She's just bent all the way backwards. She's now on her hands, arched over, and she is now turning, resting on her chin, basically. This is unreal. And now she's lifting herself up with her hands and her arms spread out across the ground. She's now got her one leg over her other on the knee, and she is balancing entirely on her chest for a little while. This is unreal.
Thank you.
Good Lord. Wow. What an incredible talent.
Thank you.
Jesus. That must be something else. I mean, is there any position that you're really trying to be able to do that you can't do yet?
Anything when I first wake up in the morning.
No, but I mean, is there something that you're aiming to do? Is there some kind of contortion trick that you're trying to do?
For me, the stuff that involves strength, it's really difficult for me to hold a handstand. So anything that's bending my body, if I want to do it, I can do it.
You're not even really out of breath after doing all that stuff.
No, I'm pretty used to it at this point.
Jeez.
Do you want to try, Gareth?
No, please.
Which is the same position as your
I'll snap
go.
My spine. Aren't you ever worried about that stuff? Like, I'm paranoid about things happening to me if I go to the gym sometimes, all right? And I'll do it doesn't happen often, thank God. But I mean, earlier this year, I went and I obviously added too much weight to something or whatever, and I must have pulled something in my back. You must do that all the time in terms of pulling a strange position and then you feel some muscle going, ugh.
Yeah, it happens, but as long as we...
How do you rehabilitate?
Well, it depends on what you injure, but we're big on ice. There's always ice backstage. We're really big on physical therapy, so every day we're all doing our physical therapy exercises and making sure we're in our tip-top shape.
Do you go for massages and things?
Quite often, yeah. That's actually
like proper physio.
It's probably my favorite part of this job, that you get lots of massages when you're a contortionist.
And I suppose you've got to have it from someone who knows what they're doing, right?
I'd prefer so, but yeah,
you don't want some idiot who's doing it and then they end up injuring you.
No.
Wow, what an incredible job.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoy it a lot.
Do you guys earn decent money out of this?
It's a pretty good living. I got to say, it's a pretty good living. It depends on what you're doing. There's so many different elements in performing arts. So your income can change depending on if it's a touring show, if it's special events.
And you home is Montreal?
For me, home is Miami. I'm from Miami, Florida.
And you obviously weren't home for Thanksgiving. Are you going to be at home for Christmas?
I actually haven't been home in 5 months.
Wow. Damn, it must be impossible to have a relationship unless you're in a relationship with someone on the crew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My boyfriend's on the show.
Wow, have to happen. This is like Survivor.
Yeah.
People on that island, they end up together,
no,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, this happens. So how long have you two been together?
For a year and a half now.
And what does he do?
He's the rollerblader in the Ariel Silk Act.
Okay, well then that's okay, because if he's hanging on to your neck and something goes horribly wrong, you have to forgive him. He's your boyfriend.
Yeah, unless I'm mad at him, but it's okay. He doesn't need to know that.
Well, if you're mad at him, you could do really terrible things, like drop him.
No, I would never do that on
purpose.
How
high up do you guys go?
For the Ariel Silk, in this show, I go about 25 to 30 feet. I'm not sure what that is in meters.
That's high enough to hurt yourself.
It's pretty high, yeah. You have to really be careful.
And what's your favorite part of your show?
For me, my favorite act is probably my second contortion act. It's kind of a comedy act. It's very interactive, and I'm playing with one of the dancers in the show that doesn't know I'm behind him, and I'm kind of tapping him with my feet and just messing around with him.
Are you double jointed anywhere or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I have everything is hypermobile.
Oh, my God. And she bent her whole hand backwards. Now, if I tried to do that... No, I can't even
it's
get
it. It's close, almost
I get,
there.
I get 90 degrees.
You could be my replacement.
Oh, please. Just do that again? Let me try and explain the degrees here. Basically, she's bent her hand. If you have your hand and your arm straight in front of you, she's just bent her hand so that it's at an obtuse angle, probably about 270 degrees, somewhere around there, even more. Maybe 290, 300 degrees. Unreal. That's insane.
It's all part of the territory.
It doesn't hurt, though.
No, doesn't hurt.
For you, it's like, for me, stretching.
Exactly.
Do you get cramps?
Yeah, I'll get cramps. The biggest thing is I can dislocate, but for me, it's not a big deal. I can just pop it back in.
Ah! What do you dislocate the most?
My knees.
Oh!
Yeah, but they go back in really easy, so it's okay.
Does it make a sound?
Yeah, you'll see it.
I don't want to see that. It pops?
It just pops out, but then you just pop it back in. No big deal.
Are you worried about like long-term damage or anything?
I think that...
Because you don't want to be a cripple when you're old.
Yeah, I think that that's always a concern with what we do, that you're going to have pain, aches and pains when you're older, but it's all right. It's worth it.
Do you take any kind of supplements, or you have a specific diet that you eat that helps you with what you do?
I try to maintain my vitamins and make sure that I'm always at the right level, because we need to be at our best shape, and the vitamins and our levels in our body need to be in those right categories, in those right areas in order to feel well when we're performing.
And what happens if you get sick on these things? Do they change the act?
If I'm sick, I will push through. I will still do the show. Damn. If I'm injured, we make it work. We work together, and we'll all pull together and help out.
The audience wouldn't even know.
No, they wouldn't even know.
How many people in the company?
There's 15 artists in the company in total. I believe it's around 100.
Wow. Okay. I love this. This is fantastic. So if people want to go and see Cirque Eloise, then this is what's happening. It is taking place in Johannesburg and Cape Town from the 16th of November until the 24th of December. You need to get a CompuTicket to find out more. And of course, you can go to the website, CompuTicket.com, to make your bookings. Wow. Nicole, thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing. Ballet, contortion, aerial stuff. It's pretty cool. If only you could fly, then you'd have it all.
I wish. One day.
One day you'll get that part right as well. Well, all I want to do is be able to bend my hand as far as you did. That's all. Amazing. This is such a... What a life. Traveling around to the circus. Ben, you'd be good in a circus.
Yeah, I would like that lifestyle. I just don't have any talent to go with it, so I'd just be traveling.
Is there anything that he could do?
You could manage us.
Yeah, I could do that.
Do something like that.
Circus manager.
Yeah.
Cool. Isn't 2017, here I come.
That's a tough job, though. I mean, you're dealing with talented people.
You're dealing with talented people from all over the world.
Yeah.
So you have to languages. Deal with them differently.
How many languages are spoken on your set?
Let's see. English, French, Polish, Spanish. I think that's it.
Oh, that's four enough. At the moment. That's four good enough moment. For me. I like it. All right, Nicole. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for popping by.
Thanks.
There we go. That's Nicole Winter and Cirque Eloise. You know what to do. Get hold of the Compy ticket if you want to go book. And yeah, you could see her doing all her amazing stuff. All right. Trust Nobody. It's Cashmere Cat featuring Selena Gomez. Touch Central FM, cliffcentral.com. We're just busy setting up for DJ Arch Jr., the youngest DJ in Africa. He's 4 years old and this kid can mix. Man, he's good. He's just amazing. I can't wait to show you what he can do. And we'll interview his dad and we'll talk about him in a short while. We're just busy setting that up. So bear with me for a couple of seconds while we're busy figuring it out.
It's not something you see every day when a DJ table comes in, but the DJ table's below my knee.
Yeah, it's
like, oh, of course, because he's the youngest DJ.
Yeah, exactly. He's four. And he's on his way to getting a Guinness Book of World Records record sorted out, which is amazing. So we'll meet DJ Arch Jr. in just a moment or two. We'll meet his dad as well. Very cool. Shall we, guys, are we going to get the setup? Duncan's busy helping us sort it out too. And once it's all ready, we will let you, we'll let you hear what's going on. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Just let me get this ready.
At Affluent Prey Fund Management, we know that time doesn't stand still. Weeks become years as we carry on reducing your retirement income. Once we've deducted management fees, performance fees, administration fees, and trading costs, you'll get 60% less in your retirement than you should. Because the passage of time changes all our fortunes.
At Signia, we won't help ourselves to 60% of your retirement money because we use revolutionary technology to eliminate unnecessary fees. Talk to your financial advisor or go to signia.co.za. That's SYGNIA. Signia Asset Management is an authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
The Four Parks Convoy year-end finale to the Rusty Summer Fiesta this Saturday, December 3rd at Olympia Stadium in Rustenburg. The most expensive convoy in history. Shutting down 2016. Register now. Get your double VIP ticket, your Four Parks jumpsuit, and a bottle of VSOP Courvoisier. All at 2,000 rand. Make sure you're part of the most expensive convoy in Africa. Brought to you by the largest HD radio station in Africa, Touch Central. Touch Convoy, Courvoisier, and Rusty Summer Fiesta. Saturday, December 3rd, Olympia Stadium. Register right now. You heard? Bring your four pipes only. No two, no three. Four pipes only, baby. That's right. Yeah!
Does your education have 20/20 vision? Apply at Vega for a world-class BA or BCom degree from an internationally accredited institution, and in 2020, you'll be ready to take the world by storm. Vega is the only school in South Africa focused upon the fast-paced, high-stakes field of branding, one of the most powerful and exciting global industries. Vega is a brand of the Independent Institute of Education and is South Africa's premier school of brand, design, and business. Visit vegaschool.com.
This is cliffcentral.com.
All right, there we go. That's interesting. That's like a collaboration with Rod Stewart. Who would have guessed that? It is 21 minutes to 9 on touchcentral.fm, cliffcentral.com. So we've got Africa's youngest DJ here. This guy is amazing. He's DJ Arch Jr. He's 2015 SA's Got Talent winner. We all saw him on TV, and he blew everybody away. He's a Guest Kids ambassador. He's from Alex. His dad is here. Glenn, where are you? Where are you sitting? He's over here. Just move that mic right over there. Let me talk to Glenn. Glenn's his dad. Hey, how did this all start, man? This is incredible.
Well, it all started when AJ was like 9 months old. You know, he used to fiddle a lot with the DJ software on his iPad.
But were you DJing?
Well, at home, yes. Professionally, I'm a gymnastics coach.
Gymnastics?
Yes, I'm one of the national.
So what did you think of the contortionist outside?
Oh, yeah, I was actually watching. Right? She's amazing, yeah.
Okay, so that's what you do for a living, but you had DJ equipment around.
Yes, at home.
And he just, you could see that he was just drawn to this stuff.
Since he was very young. That's when, as soon as I get on the decks, he'd be like, you know, next to me. And, you know, with me, I didn't see this thing of DJing coming. I'd just allow him to mess around. And then people would come and see videos and say, hey, listen, your kid is special. And I'd tell them, you know what, he does this all the time. until he, one of his videos went viral.
Yeah.
And that's when people now started coming to us as a family saying, hey, guys, your kid, we saw your kid this. And that's when we were like, you know, I started teaching him a little bit more about it. But yeah, I mean, since last year, he's has improved a lot. I mean, you can even see his DJ set now. He's playing with the high-end equipment.
It's great.
It's Pioneer.
Pioneer. Those are amazing.
850 mixer, yes, and 1000s.
Beautiful. He's got the laptop, so he uses that as well.
Yes. Just good. For his selection.
Now, this equipment, does he ask for specific stuff or do you just buy him stuff and he has to use what you
Well, he's got sponsors.
it's beautiful.
The guys that make the DJ algorithm, DJ app for Apple.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's like the youngest ambassador for that brand. So they hook him up with all the DJ equipment.
You are a superstar. You know that? Unbelievable. What a talent. All right. What I need to know here is, What's his tour rider like? I mean, when he does a set, what does he ask for on the rider? Is he wants jelly babies and and chocolates, and what does he need?
Okay, well, normally this is what happens when I drive him to Krish all the time. We listen to house music, right?
Yeah.
And each and every time he'll be asking, "What song is that? You know, I like it. You know, just add it in my playlist." So we actually have this playlist of music that.
How many
loves.
Songs are on your playlist?
How many?
You could tell me.
Three. Oh, because he knows that he only has to play three today.
okay. So you have to play three today. All right. Now, you love DJing. Your daddy showed you how to DJ in the beginning, but you've also got a music teacher here with you. Right?
Yeah.
And what's your music teacher's name? What's your music teacher's name?
Cornell.
Cornell. All right, Cornell. So, Cornell, tell me, how did this whole thing start for you? Where did you come to get to know him?
Well, thanks, Gareth.
Sure, man. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. I'm a music producer.
Okay.
That's what I do professionally. And I'm a music teacher as well.
Okay.
So, one of my tracks stumbled on Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Through an artist I produced,
mm-hmm.
and some sort of collaboration was supposed to be done between, you know, both of us. And then when we traveled to Nigeria together for the Afrima Awards, and then an idea came up. Look, man, you're good at this. Why don't you put my kid through music? Because we realized he already has DJ skills,
right?
And we wanted to put music, add music into that. That he's just a complete package.
Right, so that he can actually be like a superstar DJ. Those ones who compose their own music, they do their own mixing, they do all of it live on set.
Yes, and actually take him through production as well.
Like
get him into knowing a little bit more about producing music, about making beats, about...
But he's 4 years old. I mean, how much can you teach him?
Gareth, there's videos. This kid is amazing.
I'm listening.
He is something else. Like... You know, he's a normal kid, but when he's around this stuff, he becomes something else. He listens. For a four-year-old to pay attention for over 30 minutes watching you do something without losing concentration or without looking away, he just does this. And then, AJ, come, he will do exactly what he's seen you do.
Put him in front of those decks. Let's see what he's going to do here. And then, Glenn, you sit with him, and I want to talk to Cornell some more about this. Because obviously... You know, obviously there's just a love and a talent there, which is amazing. But the musician part is what... That's in you.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can... You can't learn that, right?
Yes. This is how I personally judged he could really be... okay, the first thing is I'm putting him through the really, really basics,
mm-hmm.
you know, on music. Not to read yet, because he can't really recognize anything staff notation-wise. But, you know, on making him used to... the piano, keyboard. His dad got him a MIDI, a little studio set up at home,
mm-hmm.
where he, you know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, you know,
right.
up and down, key C, C sharp, and all that.
And
he's picking up really fast.
Learns quickly, right?
Really quick. He will do that for you. And then, because he's a DJ, he already has some music in his subconscious.
Right.
You put on a software, and then I'll tell you. The first time they came to the studio, and then I just opened, and then I put a kick on. I said, AJ, do something. And he went, doop, 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 da, 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 on a kick. Put on a snare, and AJ, for the first time with me in the studio, came up with a house rhythm. all I did was select the sound for him.
Yeah.
On his own. And from there, I was like, okay, look, this is, I've never seen this before. My mouth was open wide. And it was amazing. You know?
This is awesome.
When he comes through, because his dad brings him every day for an hour or two.
Okay.
And I'll spend time with him. We'll do our basic keyboard. And then I'll look at AJ, let's produce. What do you want to do today?
Phenomenal.
And I'll...
At four.
Right now, I'll just be going through the sound. Something. Stop. That one. I like that one. I put it in. What do you want to do? He'll play. And he is on time. For a four... You know, if you go to kids' concerts when they're dancing, they're always off tempo.
Yeah. They fall around.
AJ plays on time. That is amazing.
AJ, you gonna play for me? You gonna show me how you mix? Let's do it, baby. Come on, show me what you got. Let's go. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Africa's youngest DJ. He's taking to the decks right now as we speak, standing in front of them. He's about to start us off, and we're gonna watch him do a set, and we're gonna put this video up on YouTube, and we'll put it on Instagram for you as well, so you can see it for yourself. All right, whenever you're ready. It's all happening. Now, Glenn, this is quite something to watch. Like, he's so confident in front of those decks. It's unbelievable. I mean, how did you feel when you found out, like, first of all, obviously, the part of him winning SA's Got Talent's a whole separate thing. And it's gimmicky and it's cute and all the rest, but he's actually really good.
No, he is. I mean, when SA's Got Talent first approached us, you know, about bringing him to the show, you know, I mean, I remember me and the mom were very concerned. I mean, looking at his age, and then he's never been, like, at a public big stage like that, you know. So we were actually not very keen doing it first, you know. We told them, no, he's still too young. He doesn't understand competition. And they told us, you know what, it's talent. You know, rather just bring him on the show, even though you don't have high expectations. Let the nation see him, you know, let people see what he's got. And I know, like, okay, cool. I mean, that's not a problem. We've got nothing to lose. We took him there and actually ended up winning the show. And it was quite funny how people didn't believe. You know, and even now, you know, we've got people that still don't believe that he actually DJs, like a legit DJ. You know, like, they see a laptop, they thinking he actually syncs.
It's pre-mixed or whatever.
Yes, pre-mixed or sync button, and actually,
but he's actually doing it
manually. Beat matches himself. Yes.
Now that's incredible. We've tried to connect this whole thing up, Duncan. You know what we should have done? Duncan, get in here. Let me explain. This is easy. We've got a... where's Mabaso? I've got an idea here how we can fix this. We only got like 9 minutes left, but it might be worth a try. Because we're trying to get both the mixer on, and we've got some problems with the XLR cable. So, Duncan, what we need is a headphone splitter, and we plug the headphones in, and we put the aux into the other side. Then we're done. Then it works.
That's perfect. That'll work.
That'll work. Rocket science. Get the headphone splitter. You remember you used to use one for Casper's show? Have we still got it somewhere? Ah, beautiful. All right, plug that into headphones. Put me into aux 2, and we're good to go. You got the connector, yeah? You can't take that out. All right, well, it's all right. It's okay. It's all good. No,
those are female. They're all females.
Yeah, because...
They're all females. Have you ever heard this problem before? They're all females. Kat, you are loving this. I'm just looking at Katlego Mwaduba outside. She's busy watching this. She's absolutely smitten with this little cute.
I'm in love, Gareth.
He's the cutest kid ever, right?
Oh, so adorable.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, so adorable. Like, Bushida was just saying she wishes that her womb could produce a talented child. I'm wishing the same thing right now. I don't have kids, but now I'm speaking to the universe, and I'm saying, you know what, womb and the universe, let's coexist somehow. So when we have kids, our kids could be talented like this little boy. Like, I'm so in love.
So, Glenn, everybody loves your kid. Everywhere you go, this kid, he's going to make you a ton of money. Huh? Are you putting it all in an account for him?
Nothing is wrong with that. Yeah, no, we are. I mean,
yeah.
No. Yeah, listen, we're probably spending some of it,
machine,
but
sure.
I'm we are saving. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me about the Guinness World Records.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we're having some complications with that right now, because what happened is that he attempted, Guinness wanted from him an hour set, right? Because he's going for the world's youngest club DJ. So my idea was, because he was one of the resident DJ for McDonald's. So I was like, okay, cool. For the finals, you know, we'll just get a stage together. When the tournament is done, he'll actually attempt his record in front of everyone. So now he did that. He played for like 1 hour, 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We submitted everything to Guinness, and Guinness got back to us and they said, actually, that's good, but we actually want him in the club. Because the record is world's youngest club.
But
DJ.
You can't have a kid in a club.
So you see that we're having a challenge because they want him to actually play in a club.
That doesn't
for him
sound
to break
fair.
The record. So yeah, we're kind of like still trying to figure out how we're going to get that right.
I mean, how's he going to deal with all the drugs and the booze and the bitches? I mean, how's that going to work?
Well, so the idea is we're going to try higher. One out, but on that day alcohol won't be sold, so it will be purely just for him to break the record, you know. So it will be just invited people so that we've got a club scene.
Yeah, there are under 18 parties. I'll hook you up.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, because I mean, we're struggling as to where we can, because I mean, he's good, he's ready.
I know some people. I know some people, they'll love it. All right, listen, this is terrific. I'm so sorry we couldn't get everything figured out in terms of the decks and everything for this morning, but what we'll do is put a video out so you can see him at the decks and you can actually meet this kid. He's phenomenal. Any gigs lined up?
Well, yeah, he's got quite a few this December. We just came back from All Africa Music Awards 2 weeks ago in Lagos, Nigeria.
Did they love him?
They loved him. Yeah, everyone was just going crazy. Yeah, and then we've got a potential one in Kenya as well. So he'll be touring Africa quite a lot this December.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
and
then, yeah, everything is all good.
Wow, man. Listen, congratulations to you. Hey, AJ. Well done. You're a genius. You know that. You're very clever. And I can't believe it. You know, I've always said like DJing is easy, but not at 4 years old. I'm blown away. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, this is embarrassing for other DJs who've been doing it for 20, 30 years. It's embarrassing for them because this kid can do as good, if not a better job,
yeah,
than some of these people who call themselves DJs and work at clubs. You pathetic sons of bitches. You better wake up. There's a kid who's coming for your job soon. He's going to take it from you without you even knowing what's going on. Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Glenn.
Good, thank you, Garrett.
So much,
thank you so much.
Nice to meet you guys. I'm sorry we couldn't get everything sorted out technically, but we'll figure it out for next time. And we'll definitely have you back. All right, here's the news you need to know. Jacob Zuma's en route to Cuba for the funeral of Fidel Castro. After a tough few days watching grown men fight over him here in South Africa, he now goes to a country where grown men fight over a loaf of bread. The ANC-NEC is about to make a big reveal from their mammoth three-day meeting. Naturally, the fate of Jacob Gedleyihlekisa Zuma is in the balance. Turns out they came together to create the mannequin challenge to end all mannequin challenges. So look out for that later today. And finally, Alistair Kitsia has arrived back in South Africa and hit the ground running with some fresh bullshit as to why he should stay on as Buck coach. Of course, there were no fans or media who waited for the team at OR Tambo Airport, so these latest insights were shared with the overnight janitor who was mopping the floor outside the international arrivals exit. At least someone was listening, Alistair. At least someone. All right, everybody, we will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9, Arian Cat next. Thank you to all our guests for today. Thank you to Ben, thank you to Mubs, thank you to Flax, thank you to you.
This is CliffCentral.com.